The highest-ranking African-American woman in the Washington State Patrol abruptly retired 2 months ago. At the time, Captain Monica Alexander told reporters she felt like she'd plateaued. But now Alexander is speaking out about the lack of diversity in the patrol and what led her to leave early. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
12 Seattle.
This was Monica Alexander signing off for the last time after 23 years with the Washington State Patrol.
Thank you for everything, for this awesome career, and the amazing people that I call family. 12 is out of service.
As she sat in her patrol car crying,
good luck, 5-0-3.
Her colleagues wished her well.
Congrats, 176. You go, Monica.
Several weeks later, sitting at her kitchen table, Alexander says she hadn't expected to retire so soon.
Oh no, it wasn't my plan. No.
For years, Alexander had been the face of the Washington State Patrol at the Capitol. She lobbied on behalf of the agency and worked closely with state lawmakers on high-profile issues like untested rape kits and the issue of missing and murdered indigenous women. But after 4 years in that assignment and more than 2 decades with the agency, Alexander felt she'd paid her dues and wanted some options. Instead, she says, the chief of the patrol, John Batiste, said he needed her to head up the Human Resources Division.
When I was assigned Human Resources, at that point I knew what I was going to have to do.
She decided to retire early.
I don't think my opinion mattered when it came to what I wanted to do next in my career. And now a lot of people say, well, you know, you serve at the pleasure of the chief. I absolutely sign on to that. You betcha I do. But I still want my voice to be heard.
Alexander's sudden retirement ended a path-breaking career. When she joined in 1996, she was the only African-American female trooper. She would go on to become the first and only black female sergeant, lieutenant, and then captain. But it was a lonely path. There was no one in the agency ahead of her to serve as a role model, and there was no one coming up behind her either.
When I was considering retiring, I had a long, long, hard talk with myself about what does that mean for African-American women in the agency, for myself leaving before I saw someone else coming up directly behind me.
Chief Batiste calls Alexander a pioneer and a superstar. He also says he doesn't think she was shortchanged, but he acknowledges that she was the only African-American woman to rise to the level of captain in the state patrol's nearly 100 years.
That tells us we have a lot of room for improvement.
Batiste, who is also black, says white men have dominated the state patrol throughout its history and still do. Across the country, state police agencies have struggled with diversity in their ranks and even allegations of unchecked racism. Today, the Washington State Patrol has roughly 1,000 commissioned officers. Fewer than 100 of them are women. There are just 26 troopers who identify as black, and only 2 of them are women. Batiste, who has led the agency for nearly 15 years, told us that new efforts are underway to find more diverse candidates, including sending recruiters to historically black colleges.
Moving forward, we want to ensure that we change history to a degree by having more females and more people of color.
Monica Alexander says that's critical if police agencies are going to address the long history of mistrust in communities of color.
I don't think that law enforcement is going to get beyond this racial profiling and injustice until we can get people from the community to be a part of the agency.
Shortly after leaving the State Patrol, Alexander was recruited to a new job. She's now helping train the next generation of police officers. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.